Yeah. Well, some kind of thing. Your wife would make jams or stuff.
Yeah, plums and muscadines and different things. Pears, pear jam, all such as that.
Apple. Or.
Yeah, whenever we could have, sometimes they'd buy some, and we never did have. Once in a while, somebody would have some green apples and raise them on a tree to give us a dud or two. But most of the time, we'd buy those small apples.
Make apple?
Apple pies and apple jelly and apple jam.
Now, on the table, the two main things you might have to season your food with, did you put a lot of these in your food?
Well, we used to use black pepper quite a bit. We don't use it quite a little bit nowadays.
Yeah.
Especially since I've had this stomach trouble and the wife don't. Now, I have hot pepper. I can eat a little hot pepper, not if I don't eat too much salt. I eat this Tabasco salt. That's about the only hot pepper that I can eat very much. The rest of it will sour on my stomach.
Yes.
And I can eat a little tomato ketchup. I love that with raw oysters. And oysters, that's half oysters, is tomato ketchup with a little horseradish in it.
But on the table, the seasoned food, you have the, you say?
Salt and pepper is about the only thing we ever had.
Yeah.
A little tomato ketchup we have on there sometimes. We don't eat very much on seasoning things, unless it is something like oysters. Madam can't eat anything with tomatoes in it, you know. She eats fried all the time. She just eats straight fried. That's all.
Your brother might come in with a bunch of apples, and what would you say to him? Back in the, you know, when you were a boy, say when one of the family came in with a bunch of apples or something like that.
Well, I don't especially remember anything special. We'd grabbing for them, that's about all.
You say, look at you there with all them apples, why don't you?
Oh, we never did. They'd pass them around, but we never did.
Give me one?
No, we might have, might see that. And,
say.
But,
you know, if there was a bunch of fruit, say, peaches and apples, and somebody offered you a peach, you say, no, I don't want a peach.
No, thank you, or something like that. Don't care.
Give me an apple?
Well, if they had a choice, I have to several things to choose from. Might say, give me so and so.
Yeah. Mr. Fletcher, did you have places around here where you raised a lot of fruits or that sort of thing? Did they have any place maybe where they grow a lot?
Well, we at home nearly always had some kind of two, three peaches around the yard or somewhere around like that. Pear trees and maybe some plum trees. Somebody in the neighborhood has some plum trees. We kind of grow up in that. And come up a bunch of them, you know.
Yeah.